We're joined this morning by Carmen Catazone, who is the executive director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. And also with us is Libby Bainey, is it?
That's right.
A founder and executive director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies. It's an area where, I guess, unless you've been involved with it, you may not even know that it's out there, but people are ordering medicine over the internet. What's the major problem with doing something like that, Doctor?
Bruce, just as you said, people are ordering medications, and they're really not aware of some of the dangers. NABP, the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, whom I represent, and whose members regulate pharmacies and pharmacists, are very concerned about how people are ordering medications online without being concerned or aware of what could happen, and these illegal sites that are sending counterfeit drugs to people. We've looked at 11,000 websites, and 96% of those websites are actually illegal or rogue, and they're shipping products that don't have the right amount of medication, and in many cases include dangerous substances such as arsenic, rat poison, lead paint. And people are taking these medications and trusting the sites, unaware of the dangers that lie behind those false pages and the false promises.
When you say illegal, what is making it illegal? How is that determined?
The primary reasons are that they're actually dispensing medications or selling medications without a prescription. The other big factor is that they're using non-FDA-approved drugs, and so there's no way of knowing where those drugs are coming from or how they were manufactured. And in many places, they're manufactured in just unsanitary, dangerous conditions in places that people wouldn't even drink the water, but they're buying prescription drugs from those places.
This is all coming about because of price, right?
Well, people think it's a convenience, and that's what they go to the internet for, and that's a situation that Libby encountered personally, and even that many doctors may be unaware of.
Yeah. One of the things that is really surprising is just, you know, the number of people that do buy online. We've done some research and found 1 in 6 people have bought medicine online without a prescription. So 36 million Americans are doing this at any one time. And in my case, you know, I was working as a lawyer on these issues, but came to realize that even in my own family, my sister had been victimized by an online drug seller. In her case, her doctor had encouraged her to buy online, saying, you know, it's cheaper and easier. You've got a prescription for a normal allergy medicine. Go ahead and get online, they'll ship it right to you. And she suffered adverse events for more than a year. And only until I asked her, where did you get that medicine, did we realize she had been buying from a rogue online drug source that was endangering her health. And I'm pleased to say she's okay now, but it took a number of weeks when she got off the medicine to really get back to health. And it was about a year in suffering before anybody realized that her health was at risk.
Now, you're not going to be able to stop online pharmacies. How do we know which ones are reliable, are dependable, are the ones that are going to give us the proper medicine?
You're exactly right. There's only so much you can do from enforcing or stopping those pharmacies. What we're trying to do is educate and empower consumers, and we're doing that by creating the .pharmacy domain, like .gov, .com, .edu. It's a place where pharmacies now can be located. And the big difference is that we're going to vet those pharmacies first before issuing that domain. They have to be operating legally. They have to use FDA-approved drugs, only valid prescriptions. There has to be a pharmacist available. And by setting up this domain and this community, consumers are going to be able to very quickly, very easily find a safe and legitimate pharmacy and not worry about having to research or worry about whether those drugs are legitimate or not.
It used to be we just had to figure out what did the doctor scribble on that pad that I'm taking to the guy behind the counter that hope he can read what it is. Obviously, it's become a lot more dangerous than that. There seems to be maybe a whole other culture that just wants to buy and trade drugs, and maybe they buy them and then resell them, and it becomes more of a profit machine than something that they're taking themselves.
Right. There's always going to be a certain segment of the population that want to engage in those activities, and there's no way to stop them except to use law enforcement. But for the average consumer that may be looking for more affordable medications, the internet is a good place to do that, but it should be done safely, and .pharmacy should be one of the tools that consumers use.
We're talking today with Carmen Catazone, who is with the National Association of Board of Pharmacy, and also with Libby Bainey, who's involved with the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies. So when people are looking for some place to go and do that, should they... What are the warning signs that they, besides getting this .pharmacy going, what are the warning signs or things that people need to keep in mind where they can realize that this is maybe something that they shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And first and foremost, make sure that the website you're frequenting requires a prescription for prescription medicines. The prescriptions are required for a reason and to keep patients safe. And so if the site is selling without a prescription, you know it's a bad site. And also, you know, check to make sure that pharmacy is licensed in the state where the patient is located. A licensure, again, is required by law and ensures patient safety. And then third, make sure that the website is only selling approved medicines. So those that are in the United States, those that are approved by US FDA. But those things sometimes can be difficult for a normal consumer to look for. And so now dot pharmacy, look to the right of the dot, and if it has a dot pharmacy domain, you know that those legalities have been checked by NABP.
So this is a domain that's actually out there that's working, that is being utilized right now.
Right, like target.pharmacy exists today, and patients can go to that site. The resource now is safe.pharmacy, where anybody can get information about the dot pharmacy domain program, as well as the lists of those that are already in the platform and more consumer tools. So it's safe.pharmacy.
And on that safe.pharmacy site, there's a specific section for consumers called Buying Safely, and all they have to do is click on that particular section, and they'll have information about safe pharmacies, rogue pharmacies, as well as what's the best way to take your medication, to store and dispose of that medication as well.
Do these sites also contain many of those same things for questions, being able to determine certain things, or is that obviously something that's the time we really need to get to the store, the pharmacy itself, talk to a human pharmacist, as it were, about those questions?
Yeah, to have the doctor-patient relationship, or in this case, the provider-patient relationship with the pharmacist, if you've got questions about your medicine, it's always great to talk to your pharmacist directly, whether that's by the phone or in person at the brick-and-mortar pharmacy. And those pharmacists know, in most cases, a whole heck of a lot more about medication than even the doctor does. So it's a great resource to talk to your doctor about your medicines and your pharmacist.
We've been speaking today about counterfeit medication, where you get something that either hasn't the right dosage, or as you talked about before, they're cutting it with something else, or they're making something, because you never know what's in a pill. They all look the same, I guess, out of the bottle, but this dot pharmacy is a good way to maintain the quality, and also, obviously, you're taking a medication to improve your health, not to make it any worse.
Exactly.
That's right.
Before you take anything, any medication, you should take those steps, because anything that goes in your body like that could harm you. And dot pharmacy and some of the other tips we've shared today are ways for consumers to stay safe.
Sounds good. Good information to keep in mind. We just want to take the medicine to get better, not to get worse. Carmen Catazone, Libby Bainey, thanks for sharing the details with us. And again, dot pharmacy is your domain that you want to look for whenever ordering online. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.